Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Buddhism in Modern Language. Today is a review session. The review actually contains tremendous amount of material to cover, and every word are key words. This is in modern language, right? So that is why the way we present this Buddhism has a lot of scientific language, have a lot of philosophical language, have a lot of modern language. On the surface, it might not resemble a classical teaching. This course is supplemental, is complementary to the classical teaching, but more geared to the new generation, more geared to English-speaking Canadians. And we want to break down the language barrier, so that's why when we do it in English, all of this old terminology will no longer be relevant. Okay, so it's the concept that is the most important. Okay, so modern language, that's important. Alright, so to begin with, let us do a little bit of traditional prostration. We'll say it three times, respectful greetings to the enlightened ones, and then also pay respect to the way or the path or the method to enlightenment, and also we do this with your hearts. Okay, so let's arms together, please. Namo Buddhaya. 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 So Buddha are the enlightened persons, and Dharma are the way, the path, and method to enlightenment, and Sangha are people with pure hearts to approach this. So next thing. In the Mahayana tradition, which is what we are engaged with, we always dedicate our intent. Let's pass together, and we recite this one time. The unsurpassed, profound, and intricate Dharma is difficult to encounter, even over hundreds and thousands of Dharmas. Now that I have seen and heard the Dharma, I behold and uphold what the Dharma offers. I wish that I can achieve the amount of the data. So that is the declaration of our intent. You will see that in our course material, we have extremely rich context of material, which are rather profound at times, and very interesting. So a lot of information we have to connect the dots to get a big picture. Okay. It's very difficult to encounter. Over hundreds and thousands of hours. So our lovely little dictum today, after hundreds and thousands of kalpa is like eons of time, is finally encountering the Dharma. But if she goes away, then she would not be understanding Srimad-Bhagavatam. Okay, that is why we mean by very difficult to encounter, because rebirth and rebirth, the cycle of rebirth, living, dying, many times we may not be able to encounter it, and even if we encounter it, maybe the conditions are such that we are unable to actually grasp the true meaning. So that is why we always remind ourselves how precious these moments are. So I thank you for being here today, both in body, in mind, and in spirit. Okay, next slide, please. We began the first lecture by showing a talk by the Dalai Lama. And here is one of the things that the Dalai Lama said. He said, take care of your thoughts because they become words. Take care of your words because they become action. Take care of your action because they become habits. Take care of your habits because they will form your character. Take care of your character because it will form your destiny, and your destiny will be your life. Now, we all want to live a better life than we is. And we all want to have a wonderful destiny in our life. So to do that, it all starts with thoughts first, right? So that is the most important thing. We have to take care of our thoughts first. Then everything else will fall into place. The foundation, the essence of Buddhism is that the religion is not even important. And what the Dalai Lama then goes on saying, there is no religion higher than the truth. And Dalai Lama says, I'm not interested in what religion you have. What religion is important? There's no religion higher than the truth. Okay, so these are keywords now. Ladies and gentlemen, false is the fundamental, the primal, the primordial force, which then determines the rest of our life. And the truth is the two sequence, false and truth. Alright, just bear that in mind for a moment. Next slide, please. How do we take care of our thoughts? So I just want to make sure we just register. It's the truth we're after. Alright. But how to go from the thought process to the truth? That is the journey. And that is the part we're paying attention to. How do we take care of our thoughts? Next slide, please. Well, let's just ask ourselves, how do we take care of our cars? Right? That's easy. It's difficult to say how to take care of our thoughts. That's a very abstract thing. So let's look at a very concrete example. How do you take care of your car?
Well, this is how we do it. We take it to a mechanic, and the mechanic can care of it for us.
Right? That's how we take care of our car. Next slide, please. Then how do we take care of our thoughts? Same thing. If our car has a problem, we take it to the mechanic. If our thoughts have a problem, if we have anxiety, all kinds of problems, we go for counseling. Someone else is taking care of our thoughts for us. Okay, right? Or, next slide please. The counselor could be a religious counselor. In this case, some things wrong, confused, so we might go to confession or talk to the priest, or maybe having an audience of the night here, or listening to broadcast from some religious leaders. So we take care of our thoughts. We seek advice. We seek counseling. In other words, we ask others who are experts to take care of our thoughts for us. Just like we take our car to the mechanic. That's not really taking care of our car, isn't it? We don't have the ability to take care of our car. Same way, we don't have the ability to take care of our thoughts. So before we can begin Dalai Lama's teaching, we've got to go one step back, how to take care of our thoughts. Right? Next slide, please. Well, how does the auto mechanic take care of his own car? Right? Because he knows how the car works. We don't know how. Right? So how does those religious teachers take care of their own thoughts? Well, they know how the mind works. Okay? Any questions? Follow the logic? This is why the AWE E1 first term curriculum is all about learning how the mind works. Okay? That's what we are here for. Now, I'm actually a bit nervous about today's talk because there's a lot of information. I'll be asking a lot of you. I have to ask you to open your mind. I have to ask you to put away your ego. I have to ask you to have a blank mind and just so much information in, because this is actually a review session. We have already given you all the context of the material during class, and we have posted it on the website. So today is going to be fast and furious, with lots of connecting the dots, lots of big picture overviews. So please, if you don't follow or you have any doubt, now's the time. Okay? Please raise your hand, stop me, comment, question, rebut, debate, whatever. But now's the time to stop. Because once we've gone through this stage, we just keep on going, we keep on going. But the fundamentals are important. Okay? If we don't get the fundamental, we have no clear idea of what exactly this course is all about. many students have gone through 1 year, repeat the second year, some students the second time repeating, some the third time repeating, some the fourth time repeating, and many of us still are unable to grasp the overall picture of what this course is all about. Okay? So today, we're going to resolve that once and for all. What is D1 curriculum is all about? Because it does not look like your traditional Buddhism. It might look like a little bit of psychology, but not really. And it might have a lot of philosophy and science and all this stuff, big picture thing, right? Now here I'm trying to put it together. That is why I'm actually nervous about today's talk. I'm asking a lot from you, and I want you to stop me right away when there's any obstacle. Yes?
You keep talking about the truth. Could you please explain what is this really? What? Yeah.
Truth, another word for truth is reality. Agree? Now, what is reality? What's the common saying? What is reality? Perception is reality. Whatever you perceive, you hear, you think, the mental picture we construct in our mind, we think that is reality. So perception is reality. What if our perception is defective? Right? So all back to how do we take care of our thoughts. What the AWE1 first term syllabus posted on the website, what it's all about is in Lesson 2, we learn deep learning, whereby we eliminate the obstacles to learning. In Lesson 3, we ask you to open up our mind. And then in Lesson 4, we identify ego as the obstacle. That is really detrimental to opening up the mind. And then relate or correlate opening up our mind with the inflation of ego as an inverse proportional relationship. And finally, understand the working of the mind is perception of reality in Lesson 5 to come after this review. And that Lesson 6 and 7 will prepare the mind for higher learning and a higher consciousness. And Lesson 8 and 9 is what the mind should be thinking all about. So if we can please just escape from here for a moment and go to a timetable. This is how the timetable is laid out. These are the lesson number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is the content of the lesson. It will scroll down a little bit. So these are lesson 1 and lesson 2. So starting with Lesson 3, we have the learning skills and then how to open our mind. Lesson 3, tip 1, opening our mind, macro view. And these are the teachings that come straight out from the two sutras, the Lankanatara Sutra and the Vatantaka Sutra. Then finally, we go to ego, which is Lesson 4.